It's Beat on a Sunday. You are listening to the Sunday Grill, and we're going to talk to two secondary school students now. They're from School Mura in Carrick and Shore in County Tipperary, and they won a big National Enterprise Award recently. They are Katie Lonergan from Owning in County Kilkenny and Saoirse Shanahan Roach, who is from Piltown, also in County Kilkenny, and they're winners of the National Young Innovator Award. They're TY students, and they were presented with the award at a special event at Microsoft Dream Space in Dublin. And it's all about their app, which they're developed, called Access for All, which is based on one of their own experiences. And Katie and Saoirse join us on the Sunday Grill this morning to tell us more. And you're very, very welcome, and congratulations to you both. Katie, we might start with you first, because this app is based on your own personal experience. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
So we started with this idea, as I've had to experience this on multiple occasions. Like, if I want to go with my friends down to a coffee shop, I must have to go down to the place. But then when I get to the place, there's like a step and it's inaccessible. So then I have to redo our plans, which can be stressful. And I don't want this to happen to any of my other friends who would benefit from it.
And that's because you're a wheelchair user, aren't you?
Yeah.
And have you been a wheelchair user all your life?
Well, I'm an ambulatory wheelchair user, which I can walk short distances, but if I'm going with my friends or if I'm tired, I'd use my wheelchair.
And that must be so frustrating, to go and meet your friends somewhere or arrange to go somewhere new, and you get there, and is it usually something small that means that you can't get in, or what usually happens?
Well, I usually have to change our plans, like go somewhere different or Google Map and see if the place is accessible.
Okay, that's so frustrating.
Oh, and the problem is that if there's a step or if it can be toys inside.
Yes.
And public bathrooms as well.
Right, so frustrating, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, and so Saoirse is also the winner of this award, and she joins us this morning. Saoirse, you're one of Katie's friends. That sounds like such a frustrating situation for Katie. What's that like for you as her friend?
For me, it's also really frustrating to see that, like, when we want to go somewhere and we have it all planned out, and that she can't get in, and the difference between maybe us and some of our other friends who might be wheelchair users being able to kind of have free roam around, and then it restricting Katie, it's not fun, and it means we have to really change our plans sometimes as well.
Yeah, of course. So tell us about Access for All, the app, and how you came up with this idea.
So as Katie was saying, we came up with the idea through Katie's own personal experiences, and then us going out together as well. So we want to make sure that people don't have to experience the same struggles of finding somewhere that's accessible as we have to.
So how does it work? How does the app work?
So the app works, you go onto the app, and we are currently figuring out a few problems, but hopefully once we get a search bar element, we will have, so the users can search for whatever place they want to go. So let's say Kilkenny, county, city, and they will find a place, and they will see the full address, the business name, and they will see if the place has an accessible toilet with an adult house and changing bed, if it has steps to get in or steps inside, if the movement inside is really tight, because that's one of the things lots of people don't think about. They're like, oh, well, we have ramps, they're fine. But I mean, a wheelchair can be much bigger than us standing around, so there needs to be space to move.
Okay.
And then also accessible parking.
Good stuff. So it's at prototype stage at the moment. So you went up to the special innovation event, and you were really commended, and of course won the National Young Innovator Award, but you were commended for your creativity and your innovation, and also the fact that this will have a strong social impact. Was it a great night, and were you surprised, or did you kind of know you were, you had something special with the app?
Well, it was great. Like, the other competitors were amazing as well. And we made some friends there. It was a great competition. There were some amazing ideas. Like, the innovation in that room was like, oh, through the roof. And look, we're just so happy that we won it, because it means that people will maybe be more aware of their business or their premises, and it might help places become more accessible, even just hearing about what we're trying to do.
So, Katie, what's next for the app?
So, we, with the money that we got, we're trying to figure out if we can get a different app builder, as one we currently use isn't the one that we want to do.
Okay.
And like, trying to expand to, like, to all over Ireland, and hopefully try and get it on the App Store at some point.
Great. Well, we will look out for it. It's called Access for All and has a question mark at the end of it. And Katie, is there anything out there like that for you as a wheelchair user? Any other apps that are good for you?
Well, no, but there is two that are doing the thing that we do, but they're in the UK.
Ah, okay, okay. And then you're using your own experience to really think about what is needed for wheelchair users if they go to public spaces.
Yes, and really anyone who, like, even like buggies or anyone who just like needs a bit of help.
Well, as I said, it's called Access for All, and it is the brainchild of Katie and Saoirse. That is Katie Lonergan and Saoirse Shanahan Roach, both from County Kilkenny, but students at Skulmuire in Carrick and Shore in County Tipperary. And they are the winners of the Innovation Award at a special innovation event at the Microsoft Dream Space recently. Katie and Saoirse, thanks a million for joining me this morning, and congratulations. I'm looking forward to seeing big things from you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.